In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom, I'm glad to be with you today. We are in Arizona. You say, who is we? Well, I have with me Maria Vadia, and we are in Arizona, and tomorrow we are going to do a day and a night of glory. Maria wants to talk about the truth. She wants to talk about knowing the truth. You shall know the truth, the Lord said, and the truth shall set you free.
Good morning to all and blessings in the name of Jesus. We are rejoicing in a brand new day that the Lord has given to us. In John 8:32, Jesus says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He says, "You shall be set free when you know the truth." And what is that truth? Is that Jesus has come to set us free, and he did it all on that cross, as he hung on that cross. And there is a new life for each believer, because on the cross, he paid for a new life for each one of us. I'm sure that there are many who are listening this morning who are under the grip of addictions and depression and sickness and disease, but I'm telling you, come to know the truth. Come to the truth. Jesus is the truth. And you will experience newness of life. You're going to experience freedom. Because on that cross, Jesus took it all. He took it all so that we could experience the abundant life. I've been seeing an acceleration of the Holy Spirit even more than ever. And even from the time I've been in Phoenix and Maricopa, we have been seeing people being set free from different things, like depression, people being set free from tumors. There was a young girl here in Maricopa that had a tumor behind her eye. When she went back to the doctor, there were no tumors behind the eye. All gone in the name of Jesus. Yesterday in the healing, we did a healing service. We preached the word, Father Tom and I, and we laid hands on people, and a woman that had a pain in her face for 5 years because the dentist touched a nerve or whatever, and she had carried pain in her face, 5 years with pain in her face, the pain left because Jesus was there to set her free. Another woman with pain in her back for years and years and years, right in the middle of the lower back, you know what? She got set free. It's all about knowing Jesus. It's all about knowing that he paid for an inheritance for us because there is a new life for us. We are born again. We are a new creation, and the old has passed. Brothers and sisters, it's time to walk in newness of life. What do you think, Father?
The only way we can walk in newness of life is that we walk in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who Jesus left us until he comes in glory. And you know, I've often said this, when you have something that works, why do you look for other things? The church began with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. It began there. And it is the will of God that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, would continue to build up God's people, to build up the church. But that means we have to walk in the power of the Spirit. And you know what? It's not about societies, and it's not about meetings, and it's not about finance kind of things, and it's all about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the forgotten person of the Trinity. And I'm telling you, if he's forgotten, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. It's business as usual. We should be able to go into the local church, the church that we pray in, and experience the power of God. This is God's will. It is not God's will that we just take a collection and we have a couple of words and we do some songs. It is God's will to transform the lives of men and women. It is God's will to transform the lives of people. That is God's will. And I'm telling you, if that is God's will, we need to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't do anything until he was filled with the Holy Spirit at baptism. Jesus didn't do his public ministry until the Spirit of God came and the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son. This is my Son, the one of my love. Listen to him." I'm telling you, Jesus needed the Holy Spirit in order to do what he did. And I'm telling you, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, how much more do I need the Holy Spirit? Jesus, sinless. I am a sinner. If Jesus needed the Spirit of God, how much more do you need the Spirit of God?
We host God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. We are a house for God to dwell in, for God the Holy Spirit. So when we consider that, now our lives should change, because now I want to live a life that pleases the Holy Spirit who's living inside of me, who Jesus said, "I'm not leaving you as orphans. I'm sending you another one." And he said, "It's just like me." And he has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. So now it's up to us to create an atmosphere. It's up to us to create an environment that the Holy Spirit loves and likes so that he can move in power. And I have to tell you, you know, something that the Holy Spirit likes, he loves praise and worship, which is the very atmosphere of heaven. So when we start praising the Lord and worshiping him, the Holy Spirit moves in great, great power. And this is how we encounter the power of God. But even the words that come out of our mouth can really grieve the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 4, in verse 29, Paul says, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, that it may give or impart grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." Because, Father, we can grieve the Holy Spirit by the words that come out of our mouth. When we start grumbling, complaining, when we start gossiping about people and criticizing and being judgmental, and we curse others and we say nasty things, at that moment the Spirit is grieved. But, brothers and sisters, it's a new lifestyle. Kingdom living is different than what we learned in the world. I know this because before I met the Lord, I used to use my tongue to grumble and complain and criticize and gossip. And when I came to Jesus and I started to read the Word of God, I was convicted that I had used my tongue in the wrong way all my life. Proverbs 18:21, we have the power of life and death in the tongue. So I want to invite you. For those of you who live in this area near Maricopa in Phoenix, I want to invite you to a day and night of glory. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to be having a day and a night of glory. During the day from 9 to 4, we're going to be in Butterfield Elementary School. Father Tom is going to be there, a worship leader, wonderful worship leader from Kansas, Amy, and I will be there. And then in the evening at 6 p.m., there's going to be a mass and a healing service at Our Lady of Grace Church in Maricopa. Starts at 6 p.m. Come with expectant faith. Come expecting the Holy Spirit to move in power, because 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." A better translation is, "Where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom." So we're going to make sure that the Holy Spirit will be Lord tomorrow, during the day and during the evening, that he takes control so that there would be mighty freedom released for all of us. So come expecting freedom from addictions, from sin, freedom in your thinking, freedom in your thought life, freedom in your tongue, freedom in your body from sickness and diseases. Come expecting big things, because we serve a mighty God. Papa is a mighty God. Come expecting miracles. come in faith expecting miracles.
Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. St. Paul said that I came pronouncing Jesus Christ and him crucified, and I came under the power of the Holy Spirit, that I came doing miracles. I came doing miracles. I'm telling you, my friends, the miraculous should be part of the church. The miraculous should be, people should be saying, you know what? I got miracle in my body. I remember the man who came to the espousal, and he came with his cane or his walker. I think it was a cane. And he said, I came with a miracle in my pocket. I knew God was going to heal me that night. And we had him running and jumping. And he went to a dance that Friday, and people wanted to know, what happened? You're not using your cane. And he said, I came to a Catholic service, and I came with a miracle in my pocket. I wasn't going to leave there until I got that miracle. And you know what? He got that miracle. I get letters from people stating that I've been healed of cancer, that the tumors that were there were not destructive, were not cancerous, but benign. I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. Jesus who continues his work. Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is what's missing in most ministries. The Spirit of God, and he is the essential part of ministry because nothing happens apart from God's Holy Spirit. Again, Pentecost was the beginning of the church. Let me tell you, I do not know in history what part of the church we're in, but if Pentecost worked at the beginning, it's going to work in 2013. Really, really leaving the old behind, leaving the law behind. I want to tell you, the law is not what it's about. It is about grace. It is about grace. The law is not what it's about. And yet, in so many churches, they talk about the law. It is not the law. Boys and girls, men and women, it is not the law. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of Jesus, the law has been fulfilled in Jesus. I'm not saying we don't keep the law. What I'm saying is it is about grace.
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. And we have been seeing an invasion of glory in many of our meetings. And when the glory comes, it's the anointed one coming. And it's easy, it's effortless. Because when the glory comes, when that realm of the glory invades our atmosphere, and it's usually through praise and worship, Jesus comes in power and people start getting healed and people start getting delivered. Even in the conference in Phoenix last weekend, a lady with a blind eye got healed. Her blind eye started to function and operate, and she started to see. A woman took off her hearing aid. She was hearing without the aid. There was a woman that had hated herself all her life because she was born as a woman. Her father had wanted a baby boy, and for the first time in her life, she was happy that she was born as a woman. And a lot of freedom was released. Brothers and sisters, some of you look at the charismatic renewal as just something nice that happened, you know, in the days gone by. You went to a Life in the Spirit seminar. You received the Spirit. Oh, was it wonderful. I have to tell you something. Stop thinking like that, because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of increase. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of expansion. We are supposed to go from glory to glory and not stay stuck in the past. So as Father said, if the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, and the church in Acts was moving in amazing power, and the church in Acts was a baby church, why are we so messed up in 2013? This is not what God intended. And there is a mighty release of the Holy Spirit now for those who want it. Because what happened in Pentecost, it's not going to be anything close of what God has in store for the late, for the latter days. Because there is such an invasion of the Spirit taking place now that the world is going to be amazed because of the power of God working through the sons and daughters of God, walking like Jesus walked, setting the captives free, releasing healing and deliverance and restoration into people's lives. We bless you, Jesus. We are alive for such a time as this. We are alive for such a time as this. This could be the greatest moment for the church if we just wake up and step up to the plate and be who God has called us to be. Thank you, Jesus.
I am a Catholic priest, but I want to say one thing. It is not the church that we preach. Listen to what I'm saying. The church is the messenger. Jesus Christ is the message. We do not preach the church. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I tell you, when you preach Jesus, you build up the church. You build up the church. It's not about the church. It's about the head of the church. And you know, sometimes we get really mixed up. The church, the church, the church, the church. No, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And Jesus builds up the church. You see, that's the way it was in the beginning. Oh, yes, they accepted new people to the way. Oh, yes, they celebrated the Eucharist together. But it was always this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. And the church was built up 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost, not counting the women, only the men. 3,000 people. And the church was built up. Why? Because Jesus was glorified. Jesus was preached. Jesus was really allowed to just change the hearts of people through the Holy Spirit. So, you know, I'm a Catholic priest, but I am all about Jesus. I want the church to be built up, and it's only built up through Jesus. And if we decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified and raised from the dead, that is enough content to keep us going for the rest of our lives.
I'm speaking now to you white-haired people that you're listening. You're not to retire, but to refire. Because in the kingdom, there is no retirement. No retirement. The best time of the church is ahead if we just wake up, if we just step up to the plate. The Spirit of God is our helper. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of us, and we are to release the glory. Arise and shine. We are to release the glory to this world that is in darkness. Brothers and sisters, it's all about Jesus, is what Father said. And we want to give to Him the rewards of His suffering. We cannot remain passive. We cannot remain lukewarm. We cannot remain like orphans sitting on the pew of the church like pew potatoes. We are not orphans. We are sons and daughters. And we are called to walk just like Jesus walked. Yes, it's a very high calling. But for that purpose, we have the Holy Spirit so that we can walk like Jesus walked. We are Christians. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We need to wake up and we need to step up to the plate, but it's not by trying hard enough. It's not by having the right motivations. It's by surrendering to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to do the work. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen so many miracles. I've seen so many signs and wonders, but it's only the beginning. I know there is so much more. God is not interested in age. God is not interested in your education. God is interested in your yes, that you would say yes, that you would surrender. Romans 8:14, those who are being guided by the Holy Spirit, these are the sons of God. We need to walk and enter into maturity, being sons and daughters, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us into every situation. We are a gifted people. We have every gift that we need. The Spirit of God lives inside of us. We are temples. We are a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. And it's just time to get up. It's time to rise up. in the church of Laodicea, Revelation 3, there is the Lord knocking on the door of the church. These are members of the church, and he's still asking them, hey, can I come in? It's up to us to open up to him. It's up to us to welcome him in and say, Jesus, take over my life. Use me for your glory. I want to co-labor with your Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is not complicated. This is not complicated. Let the Holy Spirit start ruling your life and guiding you. And let's start moving in faith and walking in faith. Let's receive eye salve from the Lord and anoint our eyes so that we can see the times that we're living in.
I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Sing it with us now. My voice is gone, but we'll do it anyway. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all that self-hate. I surrender all. I surrender all that abuse. All that abuse. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all.
The Lord is lifting up from people a mantle of shame. Let him lift up that shame from you because he carried your shame on the cross. Psalm 69, verse 7, shame covered the face of the Lord. Let him take away that shame from your past life, from when you were abused in any way, from the things that were spoken over your life. Leave behind the shame of the sexual abuse, of the sexual immorality, of the things that were done to you in the past, the shame of the abortion, the shame of the divorce. Some of you that are listening, you were adopted and you've carried a shame and a rejection because you never got over the fact that your parents gave you up. Listen. Thank God they did not have an abortion. God has a plan for your life. Get over it now. Get over it. God has an amazing plan for your life. He knitted you in your mother's womb. Before he formed you, he already knew you and had already a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and lift up that mantle of shame off the people of God. Thank you, Lord, for freedom from shame. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I remind you once again, tomorrow, February 16, during the daytime from 9 to 4, we're going to have a day of glory in Butterfield Elementary School, Butterfield Elementary School in Maricopa from 9 to 4, and then a mass and a healing service at 6 p.m. in Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church. We invite all of you to come. But come with expectant faith, ready to receive freedom, healing, and deliverance in the name of Jesus.
You can call this number, 319-3778, 617-319-3778, 617-319-3778. I'll say it again, 617-319-3778, or right here, in Arizona, 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. One more time. 847-962-7307. Get that pen. 847-962-7307. We hope to see you tomorrow. That's Saturday. A day and a night of glory. Bring people that never experienced this. Let's see what God wants to do, because it's all about what God wants to do. I come to you today stating that we have been on the radio for 29 years. Our bills for WROL and WEZE are almost $100,000 a year. If I am to stay on WEZE with both programs, I need to hear from people. This is so important because I will not go into debt. I'm not into debt. So if you listen to me on WROL or WEZE, our bills were almost $100,000 just for those two stations. And that's a lot of money. And God has supplied it. But who do you think he supplies it through? Through you. Through you. So you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. A day and a night of glory. Join us on Saturday, February 16th at the Butterfield Elementary School, 43800 West Honeycutt Road, Maricopa, Arizona, from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Then we go to the church at 6, and we have Holy Mass, and we have a healing service. Surrender. That's a word we don't often hear. Surrender. Surrender. But you're surrendering to love. You're surrendering to someone who gave his life for you. You're surrendering to someone who is in love with you, and his name is Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.